Welcome to the Self-Awareness and Self-Compassion Podcast, formerly known as the Full Spectrum Feeling Podcast. I'm your host, Blaise Schwaller, life coach, mom, and former tattoo artist. I help people heal their past, speak their truth, and love the lives that they're living now. Join me here every week for conversations on how to live an imperfect but fully engaged life that embraces all the feels so that you can stretch into your best life while enjoying the you that's here right now. Hello, my lovelies. This week, I want to talk about perfectionism, hobbies, and how we decide what's worth our effort. So I want to ask you something. Are things worth doing or having if they aren't perfect, or if you don't intend to master whatever it is that you're about to dive into? How do you feel about it? It's interesting because I have a simultaneous drive to become good at whatever I decide to dabble at, and also a desire to not have to make it so good that I feel compelled to turn it into a living. In my own experience, I have a tendency to want to be good at stuff, and once I become good enough at it, I want to try to make money from it. I don't know why. It's a compulsion. Or I feel like obligated to, in a way. Like, if you're good at something, you should probably teach it or like make it into a business. And I don't know where that came from. But I've also found that with hobbies, such as sewing or whatever, sometimes I do it because I just think it's fun and I want to create something to wear for myself. And then there's this little thought in the back of my head going like, get really good at it, and then you could switch careers and become a seamstress or work for the theater. And then I think, God, I don't actually want to do that. What if I became really good at it and I didn't go use it for the benefit of anyone other than myself, or I just kept it to myself and no one knew I could do this thing, which feels also very selfish and kind of mean, but also delights me because it's nice to have a secret and be good at something that no one knows. I don't know. That's just how it is. So I'm curious, what kinds of things do you enjoy doing, and do you allow yourself to do them and have fun doing them, even if you're not good at it? So that's the other thing too, right? Is there a hobby that you have that you enjoy doing or you want to do, but then you start to do it and you suck at it, and then you think, oh, I'm not good enough at this, so I shouldn't do it anymore? I bet you there is, because it happens to all of us. But I think that that sucks, and I don't like it, and I want us to be allowed to do things that we're not good at, and that we're never going to be good at, and that maybe we actually suck at, but that they're fun. So let me put some qualifiers on this. If you truly suck at something, probably like don't go and become a doctor just because you love it if you suck, right? Like we all understand this intuitively, like don't become a professional at something that you're terrible at if you can help it. But what I'm really talking about is when you're looking for enjoyment in your life, if there's something that's calling to you that you're interested in doing and you start playing around with it, so what if you're bad at it? That's what I want to say. Like, so what if you suck? Like, if it brings you joy, just go have fun. Aren't we allowed to find some joy in our lives? I don't like feeling frustrated because what I'm trying to do is going poorly. And yet it's going to happen. So I actually can say I find this happens the most with drawing and painting for me, in part because I am decent at that. I get more frustrated at myself when I suck at trying to get something done in a drawing or a painting because I expect more of myself. I think that's part of it. I'm not allowing myself to just enjoy that I was having fun anymore. It then becomes like a problem that I'm trying to solve, and then I get mad that it's not going well. I find I have a lot more forgiveness for myself in my sewing projects, in part because I don't expect myself to be great at it. I'm just really thrilled if I manage to make something that's wearable. Then I'm like, woohoo, I did it. I totally can wear this and it's fine. I say this because there seems to be a curve that happens where at the beginning we're excited because we're learning something new. We don't expect much of ourselves, so it's really fun. And we actually see a lot of progress at the beginning of most things that we set out to do. So at the very beginning of learning any skill, we're terrible, but with each leap, we're getting better and better. And those leaps seem really huge and they feed us and we're very motivated. And then there comes that point where we're not seeing much progress anymore and it starts to become more difficult. Like each little advancement takes much more effort than the advancement that came before it. And that tends to be where we stop having fun. And we either start thinking, I need to get better at this so that it'll be fun again, or that I can use it as a skill. Or we go, this just sucks and I don't enjoy it anymore and I'm never going to do it again. And there's also sometimes you're caught between those two things and you just want to have fun with it and you're not sure why you're not having fun anymore. I think I go back and forth with drawing with this. I enjoy the release of drawing. I like having a pencil in my hand. I actually really find it soothing to look at something and try to replicate it or draw what I see or copy something, but I'm not great at coming up with my own image from my head and putting that on paper, and I've always found that difficult. I always need reference, and when someone's like, could you just draw blah, blah, blah out of your head? I'm like, not really. Like, that's so hard for me. I can't do it. And I watch other people who can, and I'm so jealous. I'm jealous of my child. I'll admit it. Like, she'll just come up with something and be like, yeah, I think I can do that, and she'll just draw it. And I'm like, you suck. I can't believe that you just have the confidence to go and do that. But again, it kind of illustrates that, like, at the beginning, you just, why not? You can do it, whatever. You're not expecting it to be perfect. You're not expecting it to be amazing. You're just, I can do it, and you draw it, and it's fine the way it is. And then you do get better, and you perfect it, and you keep going. And if you find that fun, then you keep going with it. But there's also the pressure, if you've been doing something for a long time, to be better at it than you are. Perhaps that's some of it too. So I'm always trying to remove pressure from myself to be like, well, what if you just want to draw for fun and you're not trying to do it for anyone or for anything other than just the process of doing it? Can you allow yourself that pleasure and that joy? And I'm giving myself more permission to do stuff like that. It seems like as we become adults, our time gets eaten up with obligation and things that we need to do, we think, in order to survive. So, like, our jobs take up an inordinate amount of our time. Our families also take up just a lot of time, and that's great, and we want them to, or at least I do. But it leaves less and less time for hobbies and things like that. So it's like I want something from my hobby. If I'm going to put any time into it, because time is so precious, like, I want a reward for having done it. So I think that's why I like crafts, is that at the end you have something physical in your hand that you made, haha, and it feels like I've accomplished something. I've also decided, and I don't know if I've talked about it before on the podcast, but I think I have, that this year I want to get into ice skating, and I don't expect to be good at that, and I don't expect to become like a hockey player. That one, I think, is just because I want to get some movement and I enjoy the way it feels to glide on the ice. I just kind of like it. So in that instance, I'm finding it really easy, should I find skates and should I find time, to be able to go do that. And I'm not looking for it to become anything more than like something I get to do once or twice a week for the fun of it. And you know what else I like about it is that it's probably just once or twice a week, maybe once a week really, if I'm lucky. And it's only for a couple of hours, because guess what? Like, I get tired. It's a lot of effort to go out and skate for 2 full hours. Like, I'm not in shape for that, to be fair. I've not asked anything like that of my body in a very long time. So my expectations are pretty reasonable, I guess. And I feel like the amount of time that I can give to that hobby and that it can give to me is tiny. And that also feels reasonable. And like, I can be very content with what that gives me. So maybe that's a good question to ask, is like, is it worth doing because you're just having fun and you don't expect much of it? And can we be pleased with just very finite amounts of time and just enjoying them for what they are and not expecting it to take more time than that, or like, I'm not doing it well enough if I'm not doing it more? That's something that has happened. That happens, I guess, when I'm comparing myself to people who are professionals. So I've noticed a tendency in myself that if I want to do something, you know, I'm looking to people to be inspired by, and I tend to look at people who are like so good at what they do that it would be really difficult for me to be in their league. And of course, I end up disappointed, going, oh my God, like, I tried to paint this amazing landscape, but it sucked because I'm not so-and-so. And that's okay. With ice skating, I never expect, like, I'm not going to become a professional player. I'm 45. It's not going to happen, right? So that's okay. And because of that lack of possibility, like taking that off the table, it allows me to relax and just be who I am, enjoying it as I can. And that's what I want to allow myself for painting, is to be like, what if I can just enjoy it as I am, as I can, and not feel like it wasn't really worth doing because I know someone who can do it better than me. These are good questions. Is there anything that you're holding yourself back from in your own life, a desire that you have, a thing that you want to play, because you know people who do it better than you and it's embarrassing to just enjoy what you're doing and not want to show it? So what I would offer in that instance is, why do you feel compelled to talk about it or share it with anyone? I've found that there is liberation in life by doing some things and not really talking about it or only sharing it with specific people. And when I was younger, I used to think like, isn't that deceitful? And am I keeping things back from people and I'm lying about it? And now I'm coming to the conclusion that I'm like, no, it's just that anyone has a great deal of people in their life and circumstances, and who we share these different aspects of our life with matters. And if it helps you to enjoy something more or to even show up to do something more by only reserving it for people that you know can get behind it and support you and help you or appreciate that you're going through that process or meet you where you're at, then that's wonderful. And if there's people in your life that would demand or expect more or have judgment about it or say, oh, I can't believe you have time for that when you should be doing this other thing, of course you keep your mouth shut and you don't tell them about it because they're not being supportive and they're not feeding what's feeding you. And again, I can't say enough how much we all need stuff that fuels us and fills us up and gives us energy. So if you have something like that, it's precious, do it. And if you need to shelter that from people who might be demanding more or tell you that you don't deserve to fill up because they need more of you, please allow yourself to keep it to yourself. Don't tell them what you've been up to and delight in it like a little imp. Like, I get so excited sometimes. I'm like, ha ha ha, I did something fun and you don't know. It's okay. I mean, I'm not doing anything crazy fun, right? It's just fun for me. And I want to be able to appreciate it to the full extent that I do without feeling bad for having done so. I think there's a lot of guilt in life about enjoying ourselves because we feel like we're supposed to constantly be doing and producing for other people and making everyone else's lives better. I don't know why, but I just think it's wrong. And I think that we should also enjoy, because I actually find the more happy I am, the more I'm enjoying my life, the more I actually do show up and give to other people. And if it means that I don't want to talk or I can't talk about some of the things that, you know, were quote unquote a waste of time, according to someone else, but that gave me enough energy to show up for them, then that's fine. I just don't let them know about it. And it's cool. A lot of the time it's just reading, to be honest. Like, I just need that quiet time and that space to fuel up. My friends, I hope that you are enjoying your hobbies, that you are not forcing yourself to be the best, that you're able to just show up for what you enjoy because you enjoy it. Take it for what it is. Enjoy it. Get better. Have fun. And relax into being who you are. If you have something that's been sitting in your closet for years or just like in the corner of your room and you've been thinking about tackling it, but you're kind of scared, I wish you the bravery and the courage to go and tackle it and try it and be bad at it and be terrible at it, but have a really fun time doing it. Or even allow yourself to just get frustrated, but feel like the exhilaration of, I tried it. I finally tried it and did the thing, whether it went well or not. That doesn't really matter. Sometimes I think it really is about just allowing ourselves to have that experience and to try something new, just like we did when we were kids. It brings life. It gives life to show up and to play and to be young again. So may you have fun with your hobbies and relax into this slowing down time of year and make some time for yourself. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining me. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with someone you love, and leave us a review. You can learn more and get some self-compassion tips and tricks by visiting coachwithblaze.com, where you can sign up to get my free booklet on overcoming anxiety, overwhelm, exhaustion, and burnout. I'm sending you so much appreciation and love, and I'll see you next time.